From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Andrew Driscoll of the Peoria Cabaret Theater at the Broadway Lounge. He's here to tell us more about their current production, The Irish, and how they got that way. Andrew, welcome back to Out and About and Top of the Morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about this particular show and why it's such a good fit at the Broadway Lounge.
The Irish and How They Got That Way. It's a play with music written by Frank McCourt. Listeners may know that name from the Pulitzer Prize winning script that he wrote, a book that he wrote called Angela's Ashes that eventually became a movie. But he wrote this show especially for the Irish Repertory Theater in New York to celebrate the Irish and to talk about the Irish-American experience in particular, starting from why the Irish in such large numbers emigrated to the United States and then what the experience was like when they arrived and the path then that the Irish people took on as they assimilated into the American culture. And in looking at something to do in the Broadway Lounge in the March time frame, immediately Shamrocks are come into my mind. And so I wanted to do something of an Irish theme. I am Irish in my background as well. And so it's also a little special to me personally. But this show in particular, I had seen it in New York. I saw it in Chicago when I was there for a brief stint. And I was really struck by the show because of how it interweaves the history of the Irish people and the Irish American experience with the stories and the songs. And a lot of this music were not songs that I necessarily attributed with Ireland because they were written by Irish Americans.
Mm. Okay.
And so some of the music that's in there. But as a way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and the Irish experience, I thought this would be a great show to put into the Broadway Lounge. It's a small cast, so that fits the parameters that we've got. And it's also something that's not been done in this area before. So I wanted to be able to present something new.
And we should talk a little bit about the format of the show because it's not a single story with one set of characters who we follow over the course of a plot. It's a series of vignettes. The actors come and go, and we're telling multiple stories, and we're looking at a century and a half of Irish American history. So all of this is being woven together. There is not a single narrative through line that we're trying to follow.
Other than I would say if there was a single narrative through line, it is the Irish American experience. But you're exactly right. The four performers, they stay on stage the entire time. And how I approached it and look at it is those four performers are the ones celebrating the Irish, and they're kind of giving the audience the opportunity to share in that celebration, pride that they feel, whether it's pride that they should feel or not feel. there's a certain section where they're talking about the first person to do this in America was an Irishman, and a good amount of them I think when they're said and we laugh about it, it's not maybe something that the Irish are that proud of. of those firsts, but humor is obviously also something that is a large part of the Irish American experience.
You've put together a great cast for the show, and can you talk on behalf of the cast, perhaps a little bit about their experience working in a venue that's quite different than a regular proscenium theater?
Mm-hmm. Well, the fourth wall is gone. And in this show in particular, that is necessary to have no barrier between the audience and the performers. And so for some that are a little more used to the proscenium experience, that can be a little disconcerting, that you're not looking at a spot 4 feet above everybody. You're speaking to the people in the audience. They're sharing in this experience as well. I think the biggest challenge of a show of this type is the minute time frame that I gave them to put it together. And that's where having such an accomplished group of performers was key, to be able to learn the show, first of all, and then be able to not just perform it in a way that would be enjoyable to the audience, but would evoke the emotion that we would want as well. Pride, obviously, a huge part. Cheerleading the Irish people and the Irish American experience, a huge part. But you can't tell the story without telling the bad as to why the Irish emigrated in such large numbers. And that's because one quarter of the population of Ireland died, as we understand it, or as I was told, because of a potato famine. But as this show tells a little more deeply, it was more involved in that. The potato famine certainly was the largest contributor to it, but there was food available to the Irish people. It was going to the English. Mm. It was being shipped off, and so I tell you, it really tugged at my heart when I got to hear that, the full story there. And the actors, the performers do such a great job of being able to tell that and tell it in the way it needs to be told. You have to hear these words and then be able to pivot as to how then the Irish overcame and grew and then thrived in America.
Can you talk a little bit about how the historical material is brought in? Is this in the form of fictional characters relating their histories? Are we drawing from actual news accounts and diaries? I mean, how is that context brought into the production?
Mostly through narration. And so there are a few, as you would say, scenes that where the performers do embody characters and play a scene. There's a couple times, and it's used very sparingly, which I think is effective. But most of the time, it's the four performers acting ultimately as the narrators. They're telling the tale. And then the other one you brought up is actually used as well. There are a good amount of excerpts from newspaper articles and books and things that are also make their way into the story. And how I tried to delineate and give the audience the opportunity to tell what was Frank McCourt telling the story and what was coming directly from the Irish Times or you know, whatever or the Dublin Times or whatever the publication was, is when they're reading directly from they're doing a quote. They pull out a book. Everybody has a book, and they've got the book right there. And so for the audience, there's the visual to go, okay, wait a minute. Now, this is what somebody wrote. This is a newspaper account. This isn't an opinion. You know, this is the actual account of what happened there. And I think especially as you're talking about the Great Famine and then also the early years in America and some of the struggles that the Irish had in assimilating to the American life, those newspaper accounts in particular are very important in telling that story.
And you've also put together a delicious and very appropriate menu to complement the show. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, you know, we're the Waterhouse, which is the where the Broadway Lounge is located, is a banquet and catering facility. And so we have a full-time chef, and we'd be remiss if we didn't try to do something from a culinary standpoint to match the type of entertainment that we've got in. So this one was easy, you know, being an Irish show. Corned beef and cabbage is on the menu. We wanted to do something a little different, and so we're doing a Dublin coddle, which is like an Irish stew, but it's got pork instead of beef or lamb in there. And then a great Irish cream tart for dessert. And so that complemented with the libation of an Irish nature that we have at the bar for people if they'd like to indulge as well. It makes a complete experience. And that's ultimately with the Broadway Lounge, what makes it a little different for people when they attend. And I feel it's a complete experience because of the food, the drink, and then the entertainment all involved.
You've also recently announced a couple of your future productions, including one that's devoted to songwriter Richard Whiting. He was born in Peoria.
Yeah, Richard A. Whiting. And we have to say Richard A. Whiting because I found out that there was another Richard Whiting from Peoria who was a politician.
Oh.
But this Richard Whiting, in some circles would say, is probably one of the most famous people from Peoria. He was born in Peoria before then his family moved to the Los Angeles area, and in his time became one of the most popular songwriters on the Good Ship Lollipop. Everybody will remember Shirley Temple singing that. Hooray for Hollywood, Ain't We Got Fun, which is the name of this cabaret show. In my prior life of being a performer, I actually sang one of his tunes that he wrote with Johnny Mercer called Too Marvelous for Words on one of the shows that I did. But the music of Richard Whiting is being celebrated by a New York performer, Broadway actress, cabaret artist named Carol Woods. And we were just so lucky to have Carol reach out to us with interest in coming down to Peoria. She wanted to celebrate this music in the town that he was born in. And so we were, like I said, lucky enough to have the date that she needed available and be able to orchestrate that performance. Broadway Lounge is a perfect location for it, being more of a cabaret-type venue for this type of a show. She had performed it at the Metropolitan Room in New York and received rave reviews and in fact is nominated for a Cabaret Award in New York City for this performance.
Well, and you had talked earlier about wanting the Broadway Lounge to be a venue for kinds of performances and kinds of experiences that either you don't see a lot of in Peoria or performances that have trouble finding an existing venue. And this seems like a classic example of that because there's not a lot of cabaret-style performance in this community right now.
Exactly. Well, and that's not to say that what we have isn't great. It's that there, you know, it isn't the right fit for a show of this type to go into one of the existing venues, because for this type of show, you want to sit at a small table with a little lamp on it.
Right.
You want to have a cocktail or a glass of wine from the bar, maybe some food to go along with that, and be sitting 15 feet away from the performer. It's that environment that is so different. And not every show works there. You know, we can't put Oklahoma up in this mm-hmm. space, nor would we ever try. But what we may try is doing a cabaret show of highlights from Oklahoma, or a cabaret artist coming in and doing a Rodgers and Hammerstein review
sure.
that celebrates the work in a more appropriate way for this type of venue.
Now, we've heard so much in the news lately about the redevelopment of warehouses in mm-hmm. the Warehouse District and residential units. Most recently, the wonderful news about the Julian Hotel.
Yeah.
Can you talk forward-looking about audience development for the Broadway Lounge and perhaps how this is going to tie in with new residents living in the area?
Absolutely. Well, having more people in close proximity to the Broadway Lounge in particular, but just in downtown, the Warehouse District in general, there is going to be more of a need for entertainment and for dining to service those people than there has been up to this point, where prior to this influx of residential in downtown and Warehouse District, downtown has been a destination. And so if you weren't choosing to go down there, you weren't going to make it. You were someplace else, because there's other places around the city for you to go to eat and to be entertained. Now, with more people living down here, there is a bit more of a demand for things to be in their backyard. And so my hope is that the Broadway Lounge can be a piece of that to that puzzle in giving people who are living downtown an opportunity to, on a nice summer evening, to walk to the venue. And the more people are walking up and down the streets, enjoying the sculptures along Washington Street, it's creating more need and demand for businesses to serve them as they're doing that. So, you know, I feel like it's has the potential to be, you know, obviously don't want to put the cart before the horse, but the very symbiotic relationship where the more people that are down there, the more need there is going to be for, I feel, the entertainment of this type. You know, we're in the Maxim building, corner of Liberty and Washington. The fifth and sixth floor of the Maxim building has residential. And we see, I feel, a very good amount of traffic from probably 12 or 14 people who live in the building. When you look at how often they're coming down to the Broadway Lounge, it's pretty awesome. And so you look at increasing the number of people that are in the downtown and Warehouse District area, and I feel we're positioned in a very good place. We're right on the corner of the Warehouse, the downtown, and the riverfront. So we're able to hopefully serve all three of those areas that people are either coming down to as a destination or already living down there and looking for something to do close to home.
We've been talking with Andrew Driscoll about The Irish and how they got that way. The show has two more performances tonight and tomorrow in the Broadway Lounge in the Maxim Building. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Also tonight, The Mansion on Walnut and Pekin presents an open house reception for their current exhibition, Off the Wall, a preview of new sculpture by Connie Andrews. This series explores motion and the passage of time. The reception is tonight from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. and is open to the public. For more information, visit mansiononwalnut.com. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.